Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Hello?
Say hello.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello.
What's your name?
Steven.
Steven? Oh, welcome to the show on Radio God. God Talk Radio. How are you this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. By the way, what's your name again?
Steven.
Steven, this is Amy. I'm the host tonight. Welcome to the show. Yes, yes, I'm so glad for you to be on to my guest. Thank you so much for being with me. And I give people moments and I allow you to have any questions of the life for physical, mental, and spiritual. I am led by God. Give me a peace of mind to helping understand basic life understanding to be improved life. So,
okay.
Yes. Can you still hear the music on?
Yeah, I still hear the music.
Okay. Hold on. I'm so glad. So everything worked well. So,
okay.
Yes. All right. Let me turn that down. Okay. So, how are you this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good, good. Yes. You hear me well?
Yeah, I hear you.
Good, good, good. I'm glad. Yeah, I'm hearing you well, better now because I just, my speakerphone is working. It's better now, so my voice is better to you now?
Yeah.
Okay, I hear your voice is really clearly too. I'm glad you'll be in the show. Thank you so much for really being participants in my Amy New Life show. So, you say earlier Stephen, right?
Yeah.
Can you say where you come from again?
I'm from Vallejo, California.
Yeah.
I live in the Bay Area.
Bay Area, okay.
Yeah.
So I'm glad for you to be in the show. And I would like you to feel free to have any question of
okay.
Yeah.
My first question is who is God?
Who is God? He is a creation of life and universe. And are you happy in participate in a church before?
Yeah.
Background, is there any Catholic or Christian?
Catholic.
Oh, Catholic. Okay, that's good. So you know, and you have a scripture. So in the Bible, who is God? He is creation. He is the creator, human being, human first generation, Adam and Eve. Is that right? You read from the Bible?
Yeah.
So he is really meaningful. He is creation. But, you know, we study in the Bible, we are human, not obey him and not follow him the way he wants to be. That's why we separate from him, seeing that the old time from Adam and Eve, why we don't know the God law, because we are separate in since the beginning of the Adam and Eve in that time. But God so loved the world and care all of us. We are child of God, and he wants every single one to know who he is. He is a great human being, and he wants to come back to him and understand the life, where we come from, who he is, what kind of consequence of life if we not know the truth of life.
Okay, so my second question is, who is Jesus?
The Jesus is. He is our savior. That he is son of God, sent by the heavenly God to the world, to send the, he have mission to the world to save the world, to let the world know we are in the darkness, in the sinful side, if we don't know the law of God, and we lost of the direction, and we far away, don't know the direction, what the life supposed to be. Jesus is come to show us the life and give us a new life and helping us all the direction, how we supposed to do in this life, because most of us, God already know we cannot help ourselves because we die, we lost, and that make we suffer of the life. That's why Jesus is come to show the way and save us. And whoever listen, I mean, follow his way and accept Jesus to be our savior, so, and follow him and change from old life to new life, and we commit him to be our savior, and he promised he blessing us with the Holy Spirit to our life to be our savior.
Okay, so my next question, that's a good answer. My next question is, who is the Holy Spirit then?
The Holy Spirit is that what we accept Christ and Jesus. He promised when we open our hearts, our mouths to accept Christ to be our savior, and we will fulfill and receive the Holy Spirit in our life and be one with God through the Holy Spirit. When people accept Christ, he will send it, connected in our soul. Some people, they might not feel it. Some people it's like air you don't see, but you can feel it when you are really open your mouth and your heart to surrender. You need help and you ask Jesus to come to our life, and Jesus is blessing the Holy Spirit and gonna come to fulfill and come to teach us and helping us to from the old life, old self, to be a new self, and your life's gonna change. God know we cannot do by ourselves. That's why Jesus have sent a Holy Spirit for each everyone follower, so for them to be unite with God to the Holy Spirit in this title.
Oh, okay. So my last question is, how is Jesus going to help us?
Yes, how he's gonna helping us? Because he already Trinity, God and Jesus and Holy Spirit know us, we cannot help ourselves. If we surrender and we commit and we turn away from ourselves and commit to follow the Jesus and know the step by step. Because when you accept Jesus Christ to be our savior, to the Holy Spirit in our life, it's like your new life is start from old self to new self in changing and learning from how your walk daily life and growing spiritual step by step. It's not happen in one day for you to know everything. So when you're, it's like a baby, it's first you're eating and feeding, you need someone to take care. You come to in the church to be environment and learn the Bible. It's like a food, and the word of God is really fulfilled in our soul, our spiritual. And when you understand who this is, how the power is, and your spiritual understand the words, what's the meaning, how we connect to God by praying, and if you understand the message in the Bible, that's showing the way of what's the consequence you not obey, and what's the step when you're doing the obey side and the way Jesus already showed us, and you know the blessing way and the you know cursing way. And so when you do when we accept the Christ to be our Savior and you doing something wrong, the Holy Spirit is really in you and helping you to be feel and sensation and try to telling you you're doing something wrong. If you're gonna feel different, in the beginning you might doing say the old mistake, but your inside, your soul inside is gonna telling you, hey, you're doing something wrong. You need to be improved for the next time. That is mean you and your spiritual is connect and you heard the way of God in you. It means your spiritual is growing up and you know as you do the God will or the obey the God way, you really feel is peace. When you do opposite, you feel like, you know, it's an obey. It's something opposite. It's your soul is not really, if that's not right for you.
Okay.
So it's how. So you say, how do you know? Because you when you be in the right track, with you being with God way to the Holy Spirit, your soul really in peace. Your soul is really feel secure. Your soul is because you learn and you growing up. You not just accept Christ and you do all the old self. It's not change the direction. You listen your old way. It's not gonna helping you anything if you don't change the direction. So really important for you to really follow the step. That's why when you accept Christ, you need to read the Bible, pray to God, and you know, and ask for help and learn the Bible and really fellowship and worship with God. That's all the step. It's really helping your spiritual and grow and understand all the message and fulfill with blessing. Yes.
Okay. Thank you. That's all the questions.
Yes. Thank you so much, Steven. And I'm really pleasure to be with you. And so thank you so much for all. And if your friend or anyone have any question, can call for next session. I'm going to turn on the music in this one and we come talk any more questions to anyone. Okay, Steven?
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Yes, thank you, awesome God, to come to our life, to everyone receive the Christ, we fulfill our Lord, our Savior, our Holy Spirit is working in us, and we have a joyful and peaceful in our life. First of all, I would like to pray to everyone listening in this show, Amy Show New Life, Amy New Life Show. Let's pray together first. Thank you, Heavenly Father, dear Jesus, and dear Holy Spirit, for tonight, Amy New Life Show, working by God through Holy Spirit, by the name of Jesus Christ, give us and guide them to open the way, the true life for everyone to hear the message. For they understand the purpose of life from God's planning to everyone to have the freedom of life from the darkness to the light of life. Thank you for the answer of the life to give. Give me a peace of mind to open the mouth by anointing to the Holy Spirit to be one with God. From Heavenly Father to say the truth of life for me to be, do the God will, the light will. Thank you so much for power and wisdom. And we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you to everyone for participating and listening this evening. I would like to share the message on the John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, the begotten son, that whosoever believe in him should not be punished, but have everlasting life. Thank you so much for his kindness, his mercy, his grace. Give us a new life to the Jesus Christ, because he knows without him, we are sinful. And consequence of sinful to be punished by the world. God don't want to see all of us to be punished. We walk life in the darkness, don't know the right and wrong, left and right. We walk in danger. That's why the purpose of God, so grace, so mercy, so care of us, by showing sin, his dear loving son, Jesus Christ, to come to the world to show all us of the direction from dark to life. For me to be free of sin and to be clear mind, because we know we live in the world so many temptations, but God show and guide us what is the most important of our life, to be taking care. Our body, our mind, our spiritual. And he is only the way for us to be understand of the spiritual. Thank you for this promise. Whoever faith and believe through the Jesus Christ will have eternity life. Thank you again of his promise. Whoever follow him will not die, but we have eternal life. To everyone, yes, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let's we have some more a nice music, worship with God together, because God is awesome. Here we go. Here I am to worship God. Okay, everyone. Enjoy the music and be in peace worshiping God. Hallelujah.
Adore you, oh.
Yes, everyone. Here I am to worship God because we fulfill the love of God. God is love. Whoever have a God have a love of Christ from our God in our life. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Yes, I would love to share the message, the love. Tonight we're going to talk about love because God so loved the world, sent Jesus Christ, dear His Son, to save our life. That is the greatest love. He not come to save us and come to show us the real love to our life. Thank you so much. So I would like to read the scripture of the message of God's love in John 4, 16. And we have known and believed the love that God has to us. God is love. And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God and God in him. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Let me speak in Thai a little bit because I'm from Thailand. I speak two languages. So read in Thai for some people, maybe more clear in Thai. เราทั้งหลายจึงรู้และเชื่อในความรักที่พระเจ้าทรงมีต่อเราพระเจ้าทรงเป็นความรักและผู้ใดที่อยู่ในความรักก็อยู่ในพระเจ้าและพระเจ้าก็ทรงสถิตอยู่ในผู้นั้น Yes ค่ะ Yes the message already told us whoever in God God in us we fulfill the love of Christ He is show us the real love We have a new life. God loves us first. And that's why we learn the real love from God. And whoever God in our life, and God is fulfilling our life too. Thank you so much for the message of real love to Christ from God. Okay, I would love to share this some more the message. Of the Rome 12:9 Rome 12:9 Okay, I'm gonna read in English. Let love be without This simulation abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good. In Thai, จงให้ความรักปราศจากมายาจงเกลียดสิ่งชั่งที่ชั่วจงยึดมั่นในสิ่งที่ดี Yes, He is not just give us the love, show the love.And teach us dark and life, evil and good, because we without God, we live in the world, is so give to Jesus Christ to show of the consequence of life. If we walk, keep walking in the dark, ignore the knowledge of life,The tool of life, it is in danger, it is in sinful, and have a consequence of painful. How much painful you can see to the Jesus Christ as the cause for our sin. That is show us the true picture. No one wants to be.In that kind of pain. No one want to be the sinful. No one don't want to be stuck in the life. But thank you to Jesus Christ our life and show the new life and save us from painful because he paid the price for us. That's called salvation. Give us new life and give us peace, love, and joy. Okay, we're gonna come to listen the music of How Grace to Our God. Let's be joyful together. This How Grace to Our God. Everyone, how great our God. Everyone never have experience with God. So please, come join us to any new life show. God, he is real, he is true, he is our savior, can help us any situation. It's just so simple. But you just open your mouth, accept your mouth to your heart, and surrender all, and you will be saved. Or you just trying to surrender and commit to Him and faith to Him and follow His step. And you will know how much amazing you saw in your life. Yes. He is the answer of any situation. He is the answer of the life. Any problem, you have to come to have experience. For my life, first knowing Him, to knowing Jesus, to myself, I have a problem on spiritual bottle me in that time because I have a sense of something going on in my life in that time, don't know God, and I struggle, and I know I have to fight something I don't know how to handle, spiritual to spiritual. Thank God save me of that issue, problem, to remove all the darkness, move out of my life. Yes, that's why I encourage to anyone already know God or don't know God, we have to really important to be connect and close to Him and learn and understand and fellowship close to Him, listen to the Bible, and you will find all the answers you never find in anywhere. I would love to read of the scripture, 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who has reconciled us to Himself by Jesus Christ and had the ministry of reconciliation. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. He give us the message and the promise all of us. Let me read in Thai. เอฉะนั้นถ้าท่านผู้ใดอยู่ในพระคริสต์ผู้นั้นก็เป็นคนที่ถูกสร้างใหม่แล้วสิ่งสารพัดที่เก่าๆก็ล่วงไปทั้งสิ้นนี้เกิดมาจากพระเจ้าผู้ทรงให้เราคืนดีกับพระองค์ทางพระเยซูคริสต์และทรงโปรดประทานให้เรารับใช้ในเรื่องการคืนดีกันคือพระเจ้าผู้ทรงสถิตในองค์พระคริสต์ทรงให้โลกนี้คืนดีกับพระองค์เองมิได้ทรงถือโทษในการละเมิดของเขาและทรงมอบพระวจนะแห่งการสิ้นไว้กับเราอาเมนฮาเลลูยา yes he promised all the old thing no good is will pass whoever receive him whoever surrender you cannot find solution and commit to Jesus Christ to be our Savior. And you will fulfill amazing love, amazing power, amazing knowledge, understanding of life he prepared for us. By our own power, we cannot do it because we don't know, we don't understand. But for you, he is the light of the world. He is the answer of life, and he is a true life. He gave us a direction. That's why whoever in him find a new life. Thank you. Hallelujah. For all the message. Really meaningful and fulfilled to everyone to follow in Christ's way. Yes, our Lord. We're going to listen the lovely music, healing song, because God has communion by the power of God to the music. Okay, the next one we're going to listen, I am the God who healed thee. Yes. Let's enjoy and be peace with God.
You're listening to a message from a live service at Family Worship Center and the Sun Life Broadcasting Network.
Hallelujah. Thankful for his presence here tonight. Thank you all, singers and musicians. We love those guys. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. You know, we're just going to go ahead and get right into his word tonight. I believe I've come to give the enemy a black eye. I believe you've come to give the devil a black eye tonight. I know he's been at you all week long, but the devil is a defeated foe tonight. The devil's a defeated foe tonight. I don't care what he's brought your way. The blood of Jesus Christ is greater than anything that the enemy has. Hallelujah. 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 I didn't come to preach what I preached a couple of months ago, but the blood of Jesus Christ is greater. He's greater than every enemy. Hallelujah. My Lord. He's greater than every foe. Jesus Christ is greater tonight. My Lord. Well, that was all for free. Hallelujah. My Lord. Thank God for his freedom. My Bible still says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And there's liberty in the house tonight. What the devil tried to do this morning by putting the power out didn't put the power out. Hey, God's word still went forth under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and that's where the power is. And not that I'm inviting the enemy to come back. But God is greater. Our God's greater. And that goes for you too, ladies and gentlemen. And those of you watching and listening over SBN, over the radio, internet. Our God is greater than whatever it is that the enemy's attempted to bring your way into your house. Our God is greater tonight. If you'll turn with me to the book of Exodus. And we'll start here in Exodus chapter 15 and verse 22. Exodus 15 and 22. If you're there, give me a good Sunday night. Amen. So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea, and they went out into the wilderness of Shur, and they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. And when they came to Marah, they could not drink of the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore, the name of it was called Marah. And the people murmured against Moses, saying, "What shall we drink?" And he cried unto the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree, which when he had cast into the waters were made sweet. And there he made for them a statute and an ordinance, and there he proved them. And said, "If you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon you which I have brought upon the Egyptians. For I am the Lord who heals you. For I am the Lord who heals you. For I am the Lord who heals you. Hallelujah. I want to just stay there a minute. For I am the Lord who heals you. My Lord. I planned on entitling the message tonight, and the Lord showed him a tree. For I am the Lord who heals you. Hallelujah. There's still healing flowing from the tree tonight. There's still healing flowing from the tree. My Lord, and I don't want to get to the end before I get to the beginning, but I believe Jesus wants us to hear that he's still the healer, that he's still the healer, that he's still the healer, that he hasn't changed in 2,000 years. My Lord, and if he was healing under the old covenant, how much more is he healing under the new covenant? Hallelujah. How much more is he healing under the new covenant? Let's pray tonight. Father, we thank you right now. Lord, I thank you for your sweet presence in this house. Lord, I thank you for every member of every household in this house. And Lord, those that are watching and listening over Sun Life Broadcasting Network. And Lord, I'm asking you to minister to each and every heart, each and every home represented. Lord, that you would touch your people. Lord, where there's healing needed, that you would send healing. Lord, where there's salvation needed, you would bring salvation. Lord, whatever we have need of tonight, Lord, I'm asking you to do it. And Lord, we'll be sure and careful to give you all the glory. And everybody said amen and amen.
Amen.
You know, in the preceding chapters of what we read here tonight, Moses was told by the Lord to go before Pharaoh and to tell Pharaoh to let my people go. And he went not just one time, not just two times, not just three times, but he went numerous times and told Pharaoh, let my people go. And understand this tonight, when God says, let my people go, Satan has to let God's people go. Satan has no choice but to let God's people go. But many times it doesn't come easily and it doesn't come quickly. It doesn't come easily, and it doesn't come quickly. But again, if God said, let my people go, then Satan's got no choice. He's got to let God's people go. And it took 9 plagues and the death of all the firstborn who didn't have the blood applied to the doorposts of their house before Pharaoh's would let God's people go, before his heart was at least a little bit softened, at least for a little while. 9 plagues. I think after the first one, I would have been done. But it took the frogs, and it took the lice, and it took the locust, and it took the blood, and it took all the other plagues, and again, the firstborn to be dead out of all the houses in Egypt before Pharaoh would let God's people go. But he let them go. Satan may have a hold on you tonight, but understand, Jesus already told him he's got to let you go. He's got to let you go. He's got to let you go. He can't keep captive the child of God tonight. And so we see that God used Moses to lead his people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. Don't you know that after a great, great victory, there many times will come a great, great trial? Sorry, I'd like to shout through the whole message. This really is shouting ground.
Yes, everyone, you heard the story of God saved Israel from the Egypt in that time. They are very leaning to the Israel people. And God showed the power and wisdom give to the Moses to save his people to be free in that generation. Since that time, God is still with all us until now. Before we have to ready to the prophet like Moses and have so many people in many generations God choosing to Jeremy. To Job, until now, God really gave us really simple way to the Jesus Christ. Simplest way to the Jesus Christ to be our Savior by give us the Holy Spirit, so we don't have to pass to the prophet like before. So like that by. We are except Jesus Christ, we have privilege come too close to God to be our Savior. And we pray directly to Heavenly Father. That's a privilege. You have a brother and sister. Long time ago when you connect to God, you really, really have to be so holy. We can become too close and find Him, creation or call God. But now, this is give us the way, show us the way. And give us a simple, all you need to do, surrender and commit to Him to be our Savior. Because He promised all of us, He the one gave a new life. I would like to share the message again on the John, the thief. Commence not but therefore to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that may they might have it more abundant. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gave his life for the sheep. Oh, thank you, God. Let me lead in Thai so people some don't understand, more understand. Khmoy nan yom ma pheu cha lak le kha le tham lai sia. Lao dai ma pheu khao cha dai thang lai cha dai chivit le cha dai yang khop pori. Lao pen phu lieng thi di. Phu lieng thi di nan yom salat chivit khong ton phu phu ke. Khop pun cha hallelujah. Because we know He sacrificed the life. He paid the price. The sinful we need, we the one have to pay. But He said, and He showed the way, whoever come His way, He take the pain. He remove all the sin away from all of us. All we need to do is surrender and commit to Him and accept Him to be as ever and repent. Even we are now saying we are Christian, sometimes we fall. All the trap in this world. But God, so mercy, so kind, so love. His love is so kind. So we have a chance. He always gives us a chance to let us to Him. Let's listen to the music. Selling it all to Him. Let's start the truth.
You
are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
I'm sorry, in Christ alone, He is the one after one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, brother, sister. Really beautiful. The Christ be answered. It's really meaningful and very real and really true. He is give us a new life. That's why I say my show is any new life show, because He is the way, the truth, and the life to the Jesus Christ. And I would like to read more scripture for we to be understand of the dark and the light, evil and good, where it come from, if we know where the enemy, so we know we are be aware how we handle, how to fight, be ready when the time comes. We're gonna read on James 4:1. From whence come war and fighting among you? Come they not hence even of your rust that war in your member? Ye rust and have not, ye kill and desire to have and control obtain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not, because ye ask not. Ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon rust. Thank you for the message. One is, when we study on scripture, for he show what is our enemy. Our enemy come many ways. On this one, we try to talking about is ourselves, our old self, our old darkness self. It's not to the light. This unpleasant way. Thank you for the light of life to Jesus Christ to come to show us, for me to understand. Our first enemy is ourselves. We have to turn away from all self to move self, surrender to Jesus Christ. To be help us turn from old self to new self. Whoever listen, dear brother and sister, I just share you in the beginning, just open your mouth and accept all your heart, surrender and commit to Him, and He will come to your life through the Holy Spirit. Just so simple. You just pray, follow me, and commit to Him, and He will come to all whoever ask Him to be His yourself. Let's pray together. Thank you, Heavenly Father, dear Jesus, and dear Holy Spirit, for being us with us this moment and give us a message of knowledge of life to be understand, not to be lost but to be found. Move from dark to life, from old self to being new self. We are repent all the sin we have done and ask your forgiveness for all the Jesus Christ to be our Savior. And we're going to change from old self to new self, turn away from all the darkness, and lead by to the Holy Spirit. Unite with God, our mind, our soul, and come to be our saving. Thank you so much for all your messages of knowledge of life. Thank you again for the new life showing in this time by the power of Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brother and sister, like I told you, it's just so simple. We accept our dear Jesus Christ to be our Savior. All you need to do, just find a church nearby you and have fellowship and learn more about Him. And if you need help, you know you can call on 818, if you're local, 394-5837. If you're outstairs, you can call 877-497-9937. So, anything, any more questions, if you have in next time, you can call on the live show, Amy, New Life Show, on every Saturday, 7 to 9 p.m. So, I will encourage you receive Jesus Christ to be your Savior and the power of Him and the knowledge of Him, really meaningful. So, be united and learn more. Fellowship with Him and plug it in any church nearby you, because God is the power. If you out of power of God, it's like your light is dragged, dying. But thank you, you will fulfill the new light in Jesus Christ. He told me, and I show to you. Thank you to everyone tonight for come listen, and hopefully see you on next Saturday show, and you have a good night to everyone. Okay, I would like to listen the last song to all everyone to be asked ever already. Dear brother and sister, it is well with my soul. Whatever you in conform, so always say, it is well with my soul. And have a good night, everyone. God bless you. All right. Let's enjoy the music.